Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is Interrobang. An interrobang is when a question mark and an exclamation point are next to each other. Really, that's the actual name for that. You'll find an interrobang at the end of the name of my podcast. Why are people into that? See how it kind of needs both the question mark and the exclamation point in there? Interrobang is a short, exclusive segment that you get when you subscribe to Why Are People Into That on Acast, which you've done. So thank you for supporting Indie Pervert Media. On this episode of Interrobang, my guest is Merritt Kay. She's the host of the Woodland Secrets podcast and the editor of the anthology Video Games for Humans. She is also very funny and prolific on Twitter at Merritt Copas. That's at MERRITTKOPAS. Merritt told me about two related sexual interests that I really didn't know that much about: pregnancy fetishes and something called the Omegaverse? What the actual fuck is that? Keep listening and find out.
Fill the holes of my mind, the things I'm dreaming of from my station. A vacation, new locations.
So one of the things that you brought up was impregnation fantasies. Now, this is not something that I've never heard of before. In fact, I've had some requests for it. But I'm curious, why did you suggest that?
Yeah, I guess that's something that I'm sort of, you know, I've sort of come across pretty recently. And it seems to be pretty widespread, like, across, like, straight, gay, like, all kinds of different erotica. Like, this, I've seen, like, a lot of, like, Amazon erotica books with, like, Breed Me Daddy, like, in the title, which is just kind of gives you a sense of, like, where this stuff is coming from a lot of the time. But, yeah, it's really fascinating to me because, like, I don't know, I'm not someone who's ever been, like, really enamored with the idea of, like, actually being pregnant and, like, all of the things that that entails, and I get that a lot of people are, and that's great, but I'm sort of enamored with the this idea of, like, becoming pregnant. Like, that to me is, like, this kind of mysterious, weird, like, magical thing that can be rendered in really disgusting, gross ways.
I mean, I hope that I don't alienate or offend too many people when I say that pregnancy is the most fucking disgusting thing I can think of.
Oh, no doubt, yeah.
And I, you know, don't necessarily mean that in a negative way. It's just fundamentally, by definition, totally fucking disgusting. And so, but so the disgusting end is somewhere in that is where the eroticism lies?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think there's a distinction between, like, pregnancy fetishism and impregnation fetishism, because,
right,
and sometimes they cross over, but for me, like, I don't find pregnancy fetishism to be that interesting, but I find people eroticizing, like, conception to be a really fascinating thing. It's like kind of, I mean, I guess maybe this sort of betrays where I'm coming from when thinking about babies, but like it feels like almost this moment of like betrayal of your body.
Oh yeah.
Of just like, oh, now this thing happened and like your body's been compromised. And that's just like eroticizing that is really interesting to me.
For some reason, the thing that pops into my head is Kevin Federline and like how he just would not stop knocking up Britney Spears and like that he like clearly really got off on knocking her up. Anyway, that's like my narrative in my head of of K-Fed and what his whole deal was.
Yeah, wow, that's like some early 2000s deep cuts.
Yeah.
Choose
your own adventure.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I just think it's like, I mean, literally got off on that, I guess, by definition. But yeah.
Well, it's interesting. I mean, like I have a lot of fear around pregnancy and a lot of control issues around pregnancy. So I can, you know, I think that we've all learned that fear and control lead into the erotic. And but then for some people, it also is about like ownership and familiarity and intimacy and, well, trapping.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I sort of went on like a weird Tumblr dive into this stuff a couple weeks ago, and like a lot of the stuff that's written is just about like, oh, now I own you because you have my baby in you or something. It's just like, I guess there are people who are getting off to this. Like the impregnation stuff that I've seen on Tumblr is like super gross and was just like, this does nothing for me. Like it is transparently about like controlling women's bodies. And obviously there are ways that people turn that around, like that women turn around to eroticize that. Cause like you say, fear and control stuff. But, yeah, it's like, yeah, this like kind of moment of like, you know, like male biological control of women almost.
Yeah. And what is fascinating about that to you, do you think?
I think, I don't know. I mean, like, as someone who does not really have to fear that, which is such a luxury, it kind of is. I think it is like that sense of like, yeah, the idea, the fantasy of like having a child or giving birth or raising a child is unless science can like give me, can allow me to give birth to puppies or kittens, I'm not interested.
Just, you know, cross your fingers.
Yeah. We'll get there.
Anything could happen.
We will get there. But the idea of like this thing that like my body can't really control, being like, yeah, like compromise, like it is like this violation almost. For me, that is super easy to eroticize, and in ways it's like the ultimate way that your body could like turn against you, because it's not even like, I guess in ways you could compare it to like infection, but like that's not really, that's like an external thing just like coming into your body. This is like part of your body is working together to do this thing.
Right.
And it's like,
it's a host, or yeah, you're the host.
It's like kind of like almost, yeah, you know, like Alien or.
Sure. Yeah. Prometheus. Anyway. It's interesting that you were saying that like gay male porn also has impregnation fantasies.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how deep they go, but definitely that.
So it's like a junior situation. Speaking of, I don't know, right, when that movie came out, the 90s maybe?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not sure if it actually goes that deep, but definitely that late. Like, I think just like, you know, people are like, breed me daddy, if it's just like, just barebacking. It's just like
the idea of breed as a transitive verb.
Yes, right? it's a thing.
Well, that also makes it sound like you're an animal, right?
Right, yeah.
Like,
so there's
I'm
that
a thoroughbred.
Yeah.
Breed me.
For sure, yeah.
Okay. These are like, why are people into that? Quickies. The other one that you mentioned, oh my God, now I can't remember what it's called. The Omegaverse, is that what it is?
That is correct.
Can you please define, I cannot tell you the last time I had to Google something sexual. Like, everybody, like, you heard it here first. I, until Merritt mentioned it to me, I did not know what the Omegaverse was. Can you please let us know what the fuck that is?
Gladly. I'm so proud that I could stump you. It feels like a game show, like stump Tina Horn. Come up with some weird sex thing that Tina Horn has never heard of.
Sounds great. Let's do it. It'll
this be is like a bar podcast. Night. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So the Omegaverse, where do I begin? I feel like there are so many people listening to this right now who are just like so stoked that I'm bringing this up. But the Omegaverse is basically this fan fiction concept. So like people are writing fiction about like, you know, TV shows or movies or books or whatever.
Or boy bands.
Or boy bands, yes. There's a lot of One Direction fanfic. But yeah, basically, Omegaverse stuff came out of...
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Supernatural fandom, which is that show about those two brothers fighting demons and stuff.
Right. I never got into it, even though it's kind of up my alley. Should yeah. I check it out? Have you watched
I've it? Never really seen it, so I can't really say much about it. But basically, there are these weird trends that happen in fandoms and in fanfiction communities, and Omegaverse was one of the ones that just sort of blew up. And the idea is that it's an alternate universe within the universe of like the show or like whatever the setting is, where basically it's like an alternate gender system almost. Mm. Like, so you have
go
like,
on,
yeah.
And it you gets, had me yes. an alternate gender system.
Yeah. So I mean, there's still like men and women, but usually the stories, it's most common in like gay male writing or okay. like writing about gay men. Usually it's written by women.
Sure.
But the idea is that people are like naturally either alphas or omegas, and sometimes there's betas involved. And like basically the whole idea of it is like sort of like putting these ideas of like mammal sexuality that aren't common to you or that humans don't have.
We've been civilized out of.
We've been civilized out of, but also we've like evolved out of them. Like we have, you know, we don't have the same kinds of like of mating habits and like cycles and things as
like,
most other.
Like being in heat.
Exactly. Yeah. So in the Omegaverse stuff, like omegas are people who go into heat every like once in a while. And even if they're male, they can usually give birth and like be pregnant.
Whoa.
And alphas are like, they sometimes like go into rut. And there's like a lot of eroticizing of like really deep, like biological urge things like pheromones and like all different kinds of things like that, like biting, creating like bonds between people.
Mm.
And sometimes when there's betas, they're just kind of like normal people. it's interesting because like it is kind of this alternate gender system often in stories that are only about men, but it's like a way to introduce like pregnancy into situations between like otherwise apparently like cis men, and bring in kind of this like these whole different politics around like, well, what would this world be like if there were people who were out of commission for like were not just like, you know, suffered like cramps or like were like in pain for a while, but were like unable to move like across the board. This whole group of people would needed to be like on some kind of suppressant drug or all these different things. And in ways it's interesting, in ways it's really regressive, because it's like about like you have a sexual role that is like encoded into your like genes and your body, and like you can't really transcend that.
Right.
So it's fascinating and weird and
but
problematic.
But also a simpler universe.
Yes.
Where there's no complications and you just know what your identity
yeah,
is.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's part of the attraction for it. And yeah, like I said, most of it is like male stuff. Sometimes you do have like sometimes there are stories that are like straight or like two women. But yeah, it's like this whole weird thing that has spun out of that. And now people write Omegaverse versions of like basically everything. There's a lot of supernatural like Omegaverse stuff, like I said, but there's also now a lot of like Sherlock is really common. There's a lot of Avengers stuff.
Yes, there's a lot of material there.
Yeah, Captain America and Iron Man for sure is a big pairing.
So really you could apply it to anything.
Yeah,
you could create. You could be like, what if the X-Files was in the Omegaverse?
Oh, and there absolutely are X-Files Omegaverse stories. I don't know. Like,
I mean, just off the top of my head.
I don't know who is like, who is what in that. I would guess that like Mulder is an Omega and Scully is an Alpha, just like based on people's.
Yeah, come on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so that's obviously not like.
So that would mean that Mulder, that Scully would impregnate Mulder.
I mean, if they were a, if they were a couple, then yeah.
Yeah, well, that's always up for debate.
Right, right.
do alphas and omegas mate for life?
Often, yes. Like often, it's like a soul bond kind of thing where, like, once they like mate, they're like paired together forever. And so that's like another risky thing of like. Omegas feel like they like can't like, you know, just like get with any alpha there, and there's all these weird illusions about like sexuality and what that does to you, and like you know, the rules sometimes vary from story to story. People take it and do their own thing with it, but
there's also this idea that like during a period of time you were just like a complete slave to your own uncontrollable primal biological animal urge to fuck.
Yes, absolutely. And there's so there's
I can't see the appeal in that at all.
Yeah, why are people into that? I don't know. But yeah, so often there is this like trope of the like an Omega character being on some kind of heat suppressant, but then it fails or they forget to take it, and then they have to be like rescued from their like their heat by like this alpha that they've like been into for a very long time. Like rescued from their like fuck trance or whatever.
Let me tell you, I need to be rescued from my fuck trance from time to time.
Rescued from the fuck trance is actually the title of my debut erotica story on Amazon. But yeah.
Really?
No.
Okay. Listen, nothing would surprise me anymore.
Yeah. I mean, you know,
it sounds more like a I don't know, maybe it was just because of the conversation we're having earlier, but it sounds like an emo, but like a new order. It sounds like an Interpol album.
Yeah. Yeah, no, for sure. It does.
Like the long lost new order tracks. Anyway.
Yeah. But,
so what is fascinating? What else is fascinating to you about the Omegaverse?
Yeah. Yeah. I guess like for me, a lot of it just like, obviously, you know, I think a lot of it is very difficult and, like, you know, eroticizes things that are, that feel, like, regressive and not great. But also a lot of it kind of reflects my experience of sexuality because, like, I'm very, like scent is, like, super, super important to me in a way that it doesn't seem to be to a lot of people. And like, that is a big part of this whole thing is like talking about like pheromones and like,
sure.
And so that's like, oh yeah, that's kind of like me. I totally get that. And then also, yeah, just the idea of like, I think it's pretty obvious of just like, it's kind of hot to think about like, yeah, what if you were just in like this like delirious, like incapable state of like just being totally knocked out by the need to get fucked. Like I'm like, what? Well then that would be Tuesday for me.
Yeah, I was oh, thank you for saying it so I didn't have to.
but yeah, it's like I also like the way that people sort of take it and like and do kind of, sometimes there is like interesting social commentary on it, which, you know, it's like, you know, legitimizes it and makes it very, very important and intellectual.
But. Well, also in terms of it as a fetish or as something that someone could be into, I love that it's something that completely exists in the realm of fantasy and is basically just like speculative fiction. And so everything about it is about your imagination and about like what if the world, that, you know, this is the thing that you keep saying, like, well, what if, like, these characters were in that world? What if that was my world? And it's just kind of a way of, like, getting outside your own head about sexuality.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's, like, very cool. Because, yeah, in one way, it's, like, totally unrealizable because, like, you're not going to have that experience. But, like, it, in another way, it's, like, there's no, like, weird, like, body parts or props or anything involved. So it's also, like, something that people can totally just, like, imagine as being pretty close to something they could experience. So,
yeah. Yeah, there's a wonderful freedom in the fact that it may never be fully realized. Maybe. We'll see. So, thank you so much for teaching me about
that.
I am
happy to edify you about the Omegaverse. This is my calling.
Rounding the planet, windows fill with light. My love has some fun every night.
Interrobang is produced and hosted by yours truly, Tina Horn. Follow at Tina Horn's Ass on Twitter and Instagram, and visit whyarepeopleintothat.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.